It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's time to unveil those final rankings for all 133 FBS teams. The final SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings are ready for you, and so are the rankings for the other 108 teams which play in the upper FBS division of college football. Unlike the secretive enclave of voters for the college football playoffs, I'm going to give you a chance to see how I made my determinations and why. Here are my rules for ranking the college football teams on the SwampSwamiSports.com, where the rules do not change from year to year, unlike other places. Rule number one, teams without a loss are ranked higher than any team which has lost a game. Why should a team with a perfect record be ranked below a team with one loss? Number two, a team with 13 wins right now is ranked above a team with 12, and so on. Number three, your team's best win is determined weekly against your opponent, which has the best one-loss record at that point in the season. It does matter who you beat. Number four, preference is given to your team's best win if it comes on the road versus a home win. Number five, ties are broken by point differentials in each team's best win. Number six, a win over an FBS team receives preference over a win over the FCS type of school. Number seven, a head-to-head victory over another team with the same number of losses gets preference. And number eight, all decisions by the administrator of the site, me, are final.
Yes!
I fully admit that my rankings do have one bias, which is unavoidable. All 10 of the FBS conferences are given equal weighting. Now, that allows the alleged weaker conferences, such as the Group of Five, the AAC, Conference USA, Mid-America Conference, Mountain West, and Sun Belt, to compete for top billing alongside of everybody else. If you go to SwampSwamiSports.com and check out the ratings, you will find this week that my current number four team is 13-0 Liberty University of Conference USA. Now, Liberty won every single game they played this season, including two victories over that same New Mexico State team, which is 10-4 right now, which happened to have clobbered the SEC's Auburn Tigers 31-10 a few weeks ago, just 1 week before Alabama, now 12-1, came to town and had to rally in the final seconds to beat the Auburn Tigers 27-24. So which team looked more impressive in beating a 6-6 Auburn? The Conference USA team, New Mexico State, or the newly crowned SEC champion Alabama Crimson Tide? Now sure, Alabama would be a 2-touchdown or more favorite this weekend if they were to play New Mexico State at a neutral site. Matchups also matter though. New Mexico State's defense stifled Auburn's offense all day, giving up just 200 total yards. The very next week against mighty Alabama, Auburn picked up over 350 yards on offense. Go figure. Today's release of the college football playoff rankings is the primary reason why I started doing my own rankings here 6 years ago. And despite what you might have heard from the pom-pom-waving paid cheerleaders who work for ESPN, the decision involving the team selected for this year's Final Four of college football was very much likely influenced by money, meaning ratings. The college football playoff committee placed Michigan number one, followed by Washington at number two, the Texas Longhorns at number three, and the Alabama Crimson Tide at number four. Now, Michigan's going to play Bama in one semifinal game, and Washington will tackle the Longhorns in the other. They'll be great games for sure, but what happened to the ACC's 13-0 champion, the Florida State Seminoles? The Seminoles have just become the first unbeaten major conference team to be left out of the FBS four-team playoffs. There were four unbeaten teams in the FBS remaining already. And in my SwampSwamiSports.com rankings, that would have had number one Michigan playing number four Liberty and number two Washington playing number three Florida State. But since Texas, Alabama, and Georgia all finished the season with one loss apiece, they were ranked number five, six, and seven in my evaluation. Now, one loss means that your team just didn't go undefeated that year. And as such, you should fall behind the unbeaten teams. Better luck next season. Yes, you can tell I'm quite incensed about Florida State being left out of the college football playoffs. I'm going to give you a full story devoted to this subject tomorrow. I'll share some thoughts about how the Seminole fans and the rest of us who are not happy about all this can get a little bit of revenge. Tell a friend it's coming. Here's a question. Which was the worst team in college football this season? With 133 teams playing in the FBS upper grouping, somebody had to finish last. This year, one team had no peer. At least this team was able to capture its lone victory, though, against a lower division FCS competitor. At least they won a game. The Kent State Golden Flashes of the Mid-American Conference finished 1-11 this season to secure the bottom number 133 spot in my rankings. But there's only one way to go next year, Kent State, and we're counting on you to move up. Which team was the most inconsistent in 2023? Now, that was definitely the Oklahoma State University Cowboys of the Big 12 Conference. In week number 3, the 9-4 Big 12 runner-ups lost at home in Stillwater to the Sun Belt Conference South Alabama Jaguars, but then the Pokes caught on fire, and they reeled off 5 impressive Big 12 wins in a row, including a 27-24 victory over dreaded rival Oklahoma, which happened to finish the season at 10-2. Unfortunately, the seesaw ride continued for the Cowboys. The Cowboys' late-season trip to Orlando to play against Big 12 newcomer UCF turned out as badly as being stuck on It's a Small World ride at Disney World for 24 hours nonstop. Okie State lost that game 45-3 to Central Florida, which turned out to be a 6-6 team. But then they rallied to defeat the University of Houston and BYU in their final two games and grabbed second place in the conference. The Cowboys were then just thrashed again Saturday, 49-21 by the Texas Longhorns in the Big 12 championship game. Special commendation this year, the Insomniac Society Sleep Aid Award goes to the Big Ten Iowa Hawkeyes. They had a lot of trouble scoring points on offense. In fact, they averaged a putrid 16.6 points per game, and that was ranking them number 130 out of the 133 FBS teams in 2023. Incredibly, Iowa rolled off 10 wins this year in 2023, coming against the Big Ten's sickly opponents. In the two games in which the Hawkeyes had to play against a ranked opponent, Iowa did not even cross the goal line one time. The Hawkeyes were shut out 31-0 by then number 7 Penn State, and then 26-0 in Saturday night's crash and burn against number 1 Michigan. If you like punting, Iowa was definitely your team. The Iowa offense was so bad, how bad was it, that the Hawkeyes rolled up just 240 yards per game on offense. Now, that was a full 30 yards a game lower than the next worst team, and that might happen to be the previously mentioned number 133-ranked Kent State Golden Flashes. Aww. I now believe that Iowa's 2023 football team might have been taking some courses in magician training to have finished 10-3 on the year and make it all the way to the Big Ten championship game. So how did your favorite team do this season? Go to my website, SwampSwamiSports.com, and check out the rankings for all 133 FBS teams. Who is in the top 25, though, to end the season? We have that for you right now. Coming in at number 25 from the Pac-12 and making their first appearance this year at 9-3, the Arizona Wildcats. Number 24 to end the season from the ACC, the North Carolina State Wolfpack. Our 23rd ranked team is Notre Dame, and our top 9-3 team this year at number 22, the LSU Tigers from the Southeastern Conference. At 10-3, number 21 team is the Iowa Hawkeyes. We talked about them. Coming in at number 20, the Louisville Cardinals of the ACC at 10-3. Number 19, the Missouri Tigers out of the SEC are 10-2. At number 18 from the Big Ten, it's Penn State at 10-2. At number 17 out of the SEC, it's the Ole Miss Rebels. Our 16th rated team, Oklahoma from the Big 12 at 10-2. Now our 11-2 group of teams. At number 15 from the Sun Belt, the Troy Trojans. At number 14 from the Pac-12, losers twice to the Washington Huskies, the Oregon Ducks at 11-2. Number 13, a disappointing finish for the American Conference, Tulane Green Wave. Number 12 from the Mid-America Conference, losers in their championship game, the Toledo Rockets. And just above them, the winners of the Mid-America Conference, at number 11, the Miami of Ohio Redhawks at 11-2. our top-rated 11-2 team this year, from the American Conference, the surprise winner, the SMU Mustangs at number 10. And now our one-loss teams. Coming in at number 9 from the Big Ten Conference, the Ohio State Buckeyes. At number 8 from the Sun Belt, it's the James Madison Dukes. Our number 7 team from the SEC, the Georgia Bulldogs, lost their first game to Alabama in the SEC Championship. Speaking of Alabama, they're my number 6 team at 12-1. And our top 12-1 team, the team that beat Alabama, the Texas Longhorns, finished at 12-1 and captured the Big 12 title. And now our 4 undefeated teams at 13-0. From Conference USA, the undefeated champion is Liberty University. At number 3 from the Atlantic Coast Conference, regardless of who's playing quarterback, the Florida State Seminoles finished 13-0. Number 2 in my rankings, the Washington Huskies from the Pac-12 at 13-0. And our number 1 team to end the season this year from the Big Ten at 13-0, the Michigan Wolverines. Their best win of the season came over an 11-1 Ohio State Buckeye team, 30-24 late in the year. And that's our top 25 for the entire season. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Come back soon for a little Florida State discussion and a bowl wrap-up. We'll give you some predictions on the bowl games later in the week as well.